All right, the good news is the Telethon SA Home, Land and Lottery is open for business. Tickets are only $10. Yes, only $10, and you can win a brand spanking new Rivergum home at Mount Barker. And you'll also be helping 14 wonderful charities right throughout South Australia. So let's meet one of them today, KidX. It's an organisation all about helping kids with disabilities live a better life. And the bloke that founded KidX and runs it is with me, Ben Weicher. Hi, Ben.
G'day, how you going?
Good to see you again.
Yeah, good.
Now, you began this organisation called KidX all through your little son, Harry.
Yes, that's correct.
Harry's out on excursion today.
Yes, he is.
He couldn't be in, so he's out there having fun. Hello, Harry, if you're listening. Tell us about Harry. What disability does he have?
Harry has cerebral palsy. It's a level 4, so basically he's a wheelchair user. Mm-hmm. He has dystonic movements, so basically it's tight muscles and spastic movements. So he has trouble controlling his muscles and controlling the muscles that he uses to speak and to walk and that. So, yes.
Mm. Now, he's been in before. We've met him.
Yes,
he's
he
a really inspirational little fella, I've got to say that. So congratulations on that. But he inspired you to take this move, found this organisation called KidX. What's that all about?
Basically, when we got given the diagnosis, we were struggling to find out information, firstly, about what the hell cerebral palsy was and what level 4 meant, and then who was out there to help us. Myself and my wife would Google nightly on try and find the information about what the therapies were, if there was a cure, that sort of thing, and got very frustrated because you would find treatments in Italy and America and England, but we couldn't find what was here in South Australia. So I got pretty jack of it, and so I decided that I wanted to be able to find out as much as I could, all in the one day, all under the one roof. So
bring it all together.
Yeah, so I just started my own expo.
So the expo, KidX.
That's right.
Kids and Youth Disability Expo.
That's
right. Since 2016 it first kicked in.
That's right. This is our fourth year. Yep. So, yeah, we're really pleased with how it's been, and we've got 120 organisations that are exhibiting. We've got a few others that are doing performances. We've got a come and try sports zone that has different sports like blind cricket, blind golf. Sanifel were doing their wheelchair footy, that sort of thing. So, yeah, it's going to be an awesome day again.
Yeah, fantastic. When is it?
It's on Saturday from 10 till 2 at Priceline Stadium. Sorry, 10 till 4 at Priceline Stadium. So just at Mile End there, which is the netball centre there.
So it's everything under one roof, and you can come together and get all the information and actually share your knowledge as well. That's an important part of it, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. There's the biggest part about the disability community is that we actually help each other.
Yeah.
And there's not too many people that know what you're going through, and it's the best way of finding out information is by someone who's actually lived through it, which is what we did with Graham.
Yeah, and in this case, if you go to the expo, you don't have to go searching because it's all there.
No, that's right.
And everyone's there on the one page.
Yeah, and we've also, we produce a handbook as well, like with all the exhibitors, and so it's a year-round resource that you can have as well. So, going to an expo, it's a overwhelming experience for some people, and also there's a lot of information to take in. So we've created this handbook that you can take away with you, and then you can review it later on in the year.
Yeah, in your own time.
Yeah.
Fantastic stuff. Look, also with us is someone else who's a big fan, Graham Madron, dad of 9-year-old Kai, and they're both with us today. Hi, team.
Hi, how you going?
G'day, Graham. And g'day, Kai.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
You well?
Yeah.
You're looking good. Enjoying the school holidays?
Yeah.
Okay. Listen, what's wrong with you, Kai?
I have a disability with my legs, which it doesn't let me, let me do stuff that other kids my age would be able to do.
And how tough's that, not being able to do what the other kids are doing at school?
Pretty tough.
Yeah. And some good mates that stick with you, though, all the time?
Mm.
Yeah. They'd be pretty good mates?
Yeah.
Yeah? Graham, tell us about Kai. What's his issue?
Yeah, right. Kai has a loose muscle cerebral palsy. We weren't diagnosed until nearly four, it was about 3 years of age. He wasn't walking at all. About three and a half, he finally did, which was good. He was unknown for many years. The doctors were unable to give us the diagnosis. When they did, it meant that we could actually start putting some supports in place for him and looking around. It was just prior to NDIS, and then we were in the NDIS program as it initiated.
Right.
But as Ben said earlier, the biggest problem for a lot of parents of kids with disabilities is finding out where to go and what to do. They give a bunch of money to you and they say, off you go, and that's great. Go where?
Yeah, exactly.
Is the big question. Mm. They say, oh, you need speech and you need OT. That's great. Where?
Where?
So I have a lot of parents coming to me saying, hey, where do I go for this? Where do I go for that? So I guess my push for them is to actually push them to KidX, to Rock Up, and it's all there in the one. It's a one-stop shop. Mm. All those services are there. So therefore you can actually walk in and have a look around and actually make decisions that are based a little bit more on evidence.
Mm-hmm. And you can actually quiz people about, you know, was this the right thing to do or is that the right thing to do?
Absolutely. And we've had therapy that we've been in and out. We've done it for a while. Seasons have changed. We've moved to a different therapy. And I think that's that's the best way to find the best thing for your individual child.
Now, you're also a school teacher, aren't you?
I am.
And you teach a small special class for students with disabilities.
Correct.
Did you go into this after Kai was diagnosed?
Yes.
You did?
I did, actually.
Yeah?
I went into Mainstream. I actually changed careers after 15 years in the military. And then I went into teaching. When his diagnosis came up, the move to this was of interest to me. The interest arose mainly from him and seeing the different technology we had to use, the different things. We had to do things in a different way. So that did definitely give me an interest. So I've only been in this role, this is my second year.
And I can tell in your face that the amount of satisfaction and the passion is there, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And it's not just because you've got little Kai sitting next to you.
No, no. It helps to understand my parents, to actually be able to go, I actually do know where you're coming from and I do understand the struggles that you go through. That helps a lot from a teacher's perspective. So, and my range of kids have so many different cognitive, social, emotional and physical needs that I'm still learning and I'm still seeking for each individual child different therapies that might work. Hence, I have a lot of parents asking me and I'm definitely pushing them to go to this.
Yeah, to this event on Saturday. We're going to come back and we'll have a bit more of a chat to Kai, find out how's he's coping after this. If you've got any questions or comments, give us a call, 8223 0000.